You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So I wrote a post the other day on the Facebook, and there was an interesting comment on it, actually from a friend of mine. But I thought it'd be very helpful if I dove into the response and my thoughts on the response to help you guys. I basically said that if you're in a home business, if you're in the network marketing profession, direct sales, etc. If you're in that occupation, that profession, and you're not making $1,000 a month, I can tell you why, and I can tell you what to do. What you need to do is stop spending all your time in your head. Stop telling people all about your story and your life story and all your different struggles and things like that. And you have to prospect. You have to. It's the only thing that can help you. You have to. And one of the responses from actually a friend of mine said, well, what if you're afraid? Well, that's the topic of today's live stream. Today's topic is how to really get past your fear. This is, those who have fear, they want to hear anything but what I'm about to share with you. Unfortunately, the truth is that the only way to get past your fear is to do it. You can't study your way to getting over the fear of heights. You can't study your way of getting over the fear of drowning. Okay? You can't study your way. You can't read an ebook and all of a sudden just jump in the pool and just swim, right? Like, wow, it worked. Okay? You can't study your way to get past your fear of speaking. And, you know, I tried. I read a bunch of books and I was still really afraid, and I went out there and did it and sucked at first, and then eventually got better. The only way for you to get past your fear is for you to go do it. Go do the thing that you fear the most, which for many people in network marketing profession is they're afraid of being rejected. They're afraid of screwing up a conversation. Well, guess what? You're gonna get rejected and you're gonna screw up conversations. It's gonna happen. In fact, I believe it's impossible not to. You can't get over your fear of shooting videos by studying. You can buy every course that exists on video marketing. It's not going to help your fear. You doing videos is going to help your fear. And I'll talk a little bit about that, because, you know, almost everything that I've just laid out, at one point in my life, I was afraid of. Okay? I was afraid of. And, oh boy, we got some interesting peeps on Periscope. Bye-bye. Whoo. It's always fun around here. But I remember, I mean, almost everything that I've said, fear of rejection. God, man, I used to care so much about what people thought of me. And I would have like a borderline nervous breakdown if I walked by someone in the lunchroom, said hi, and they didn't say hi back. I thought, oh man, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Are they mad at me? What could I have done differently? Maybe they didn't hear me, I don't know, right? And I would be in my head for like a long time. I used to be terrified of public speaking. I've shared that story quite a few times. But I also used to be terrified of shooting videos. In fact, my first video, which unfortunately is lost because my first YouTube account got shut down. But my first video, I thought that, you know what? You know, I had gotten past my fear of speaking, but I was still afraid of shooting videos. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to really impress people. It's going to be awesome. So I dressed up, got my suit on, got my red tie on, right? I'm just ready to tear up this video. And I kept screwing up what I was trying to say. So I wrote a script, because, right, that works. Just write a script. It'll be perfect. It'll be awesome. And so I took this script and I tried like taping it to, you know, my laptop, which is where my camera was. And I tried doing it, you know, multiple different times, couldn't get it to work. Eventually, I learned that I could tape it. And actually, I taped to the back of my computer, and I taped like a yardstick that was like holding up the piece of paper, and there's a little piece of cardboard to keep it rigid. And so my first video is like, hi, are you struck? Now keep in mind, the camera's here. I'm looking at the script up here. So it's like, hi, are you struggling to get leads in your business? Would you like to know blah, 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 blah? And so I read the script and I'm like, great, you know, I did a great job. And I send it to my buddy who was teaching me internet marketing, and he saw it and he's like, oh my God, this is hilarious. You should totally post it. I'm like, oh. Oh, it's hilarious. Like I was so oblivious that, you know, I thought that I had done a good job. And he just said, oh my God, this is hilarious. You gotta post this, man. It's so funny. I'm like, sad face. So I was pretty bummed out. So here's what I can tell you. My first presentation when I was afraid of speaking sucked. My first video when I was afraid of doing videos sucked. My first prospecting efforts when I was afraid of rejection sucked. But it is going through that suckville that allowed me to get better at speaking, to get better at videos, to get better at prospecting, get better at recruiting. And I can tell you, I know that what you would like is if I said, you know what, I just listened to track 9 on Yanni and it just put me in the zone and, you know, I was no longer afraid and I burned some incense and, you know, I had some Himalayan sea salt. It was delicious, right? It's just awesome. That's not how you get over fear. It just isn't. You have to go.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.